This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump will travel to the sites of the weekend's two mass shootings later today. This comes as police in Dayton, Ohio, continue to search for a motive behind Sunday's mass shooting. The FBI is looking into whether gunman Connor Betts was influenced by violent ideologies. His former girlfriend, Adelia Johnson, says there were warning signs.
Yellow flags. The first one was our very first date when he showed me the shooting of the synagogue, which was in the news. And then the second one was when he got super drunk and told me he wanted to hurt people, and then just overall his daily drinking.
The shooter's family issued a statement. Bellbrook Police Chief Doug Doherty.
The Betts family is shocked and devastated by the events of Sunday morning in the Oregon District. They offer their most heartfelt prayers and condolences to all the victims, their families, and friends.
The other weekend shooting in El Paso, Texas, is being treated as a case of domestic terrorism by authorities. The El Paso attack, which left 22 people dead, has renewed debate over how to combat domestic terrorism in the United States. The White House is signaling it is not seeking to further escalate the trade war with Beijing. This after the Trump administration took the mostly symbolic action of declaring China a currency manipulator. Financial markets tumbled after Beijing allowed the yuan to fall Monday to an 11-year low against the dollar. China's yuan weakened again Wednesday. The Trump administration objects to a lower yuan because it would give Chinese products a price advantage. A car bomb exploded today outside a police station in the Afghan capital, Kabul. Government officials say at least 95 people were injured. The Taliban is claiming responsibility. This is VOA News. U.S. Ambassador to Russia John Huntsman is resigning after a two-year stint. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
A Russian foreign ministry official describes Huntsman as a professional, but says the political state of affairs in the U.S. made it impossible for him to fully develop bilateral ties. Huntsman says he's leaving so that he can reconnect with family and home responsibilities. Political associates say he's considering another run for governor in Utah.
That's AP's Ben Thomas reporting. A new report by the U.S. Defense Department says its plans for a partial withdrawal from Syria may give the Islamic State terror group new life. Coalition officials say they fear the drawdown could influence U.S.-backed forces to turn away from Washington and seek out alternate partnerships. The U.N. Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says the situation for civilians in Syria's Idlib province is dire, and a third of those suffering are children. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Some 3 million civilians in Idlib and surrounding areas are trapped in the violence, a third of whom are children. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs reports the situation for everyone is dire, especially for children. Syrian government forces, backed by their Russian allies, have been mounting a ferocious military offensive to retake Idlib. OCHA spokesman Jens Laerke says many of the children caught in this maelstrom have known nothing but war.
They were afraid, they were displaced, and they and their schools were being bombed, and they just wanted the bombing to stop.
The United Nations reports 440,000 people are displaced in Idlib province. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper is in Tokyo today, meeting with his Japanese counterpart. He blamed China for destabilizing the region and asked for Japan's help in countering Beijing's influences.
This behavior destabilizes our region, and I welcome your thoughts on effective steps we can take to persuade China to give due respect to its neighbors and international norms and values.
The two also discussed North Korea. American author Toni Morrison, the first black woman to win the Nobel Prize for Literature, has passed away at age 88. Morrison won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1993. In 2012, President Barack Obama gave her the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Toni Morrison's prose brings us that kind of moral and emotional intensity that few writers ever attempt.
Morrison's best-known books include Beloved and The Bluest Eye. The Philippines is declaring a national dengue epidemic, saying the mosquito-borne disease has killed over 600 people so far this year. For all the latest news, go to voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
VOA1.